WAKY. That's right. I'm not going to quit until I'm a star on Broadway. The Drifters, 723 at the oldie station, WAKY. And our AccuWeather forecast coming up next.
Double splashing, double dashing, double surfing takes your breath away. Double sunny good times make you want to stay all day. But the single most favorite double in the world is double good, double good, double mint gum.
Double your pleasure with double mint gum. Double good, double fresh, double delicious.
Double good, double good, double mint gum.
Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
WAKY's AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Jerry Tracy for tonight. Clear to partly cloudy, low 71 degrees. And on Thursday, partly sunny, hot and humid, high 94. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low 71 degrees. And on Friday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, hot and humid. There's a slight chance of a thunderstorm, high 94. Currently, mostly clear skies, 93 at WAKY. Motor City, WAKY with the Tempting Temptations and Masterpiece. 743, I should say 727, that's from 1973. Get my numbers mixed up here. From the request line, 571-WAKY. Wanted to hear this one? You got it. WAKY, Three Dog Night, and Liar. It's 7:30, and we're wacky. 79 WAKY, Louisville.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
WAKY, a Billboard radio station of the year. Oh, yeah. At Jest and Roundabout. Before that, the Beach Boys and Surfing Safari. 735 with Keith Landecker. Boy, I feel the vibes tonight. Getting a lot of phone calls. A lot of people want to hear some good music. It is Wednesday Hump Day, straight downhill to the weekend. And you know, that's all right.
Well, all right, so I'm being foolish.
79 WAKY, the legendary Buddy Holly, along with the Crickets, and Well, All Right. 738 with Keith Landecker. You know, sometimes when you come in here, well, sometimes you just can't hit the mark just right. But then sometimes when you come in, you can just hit everyone right on the money. What I'm talking about is when you want to hear a song, sometimes you just can't find it, or sometimes something goes wrong. But tonight, I think I'm red hot. Just got a phone call from some of the people who drive around in the taxis here in Louisville, and they wanted to hear a very special song for them. So, did I hit it right? 738.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I go flying so high when I'm
WAKY, Gordon Lightfoot and Sundown. Before that, Harry Chapin and Taxi from 1972. As you all know, coming up Saturday, August 20th, the very last day of the Kentucky State Fair at 8 p.m., there's going to be a DJ's Rock and Roll Revival, and it's going to be held at the stadium, and some of the artists that will be on the show, the Chiffons, the Coasters, Bo Diddley, Tommy Rowe, and Bobby V. And after the show, there's going to be a fantastic fireworks display. And we've been honored and asked to MC that particular show, so we're pretty happy about that. And right now I have 6 tickets I want to give away right now. And if you call me up at 571-WAKY, be my 7th caller through, you can be a winner. Call me right now, and you can win where the winning is easy. WAKY.
We'll be right back. the cake.
79 WAKY from 1975 AWB and cut the cake, please. 753, right now I'd like to say congratulations to Don Carwile, who lives right here in Louisville. Don has just won 6 passes to that fantastic show coming up August 20th at 8 p.m. It's called the DJ's Rock and Roll Revival at the Stadium at the Kentucky State Fair. And Don, we'd like to thank you so very much for listening to WAKY. If you didn't get a chance to win this time, hey, I've got 6 more tickets to give away. And don't forget, tickets to give away to the James Brown concert. James Brown, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and Sam and Dave. Got a lot of things to do tonight, so keep it on wacky.
When we at WAKY plan a special event, we like to think of it as a family gathering. A chance for all of us to get together and enjoy something out of the ordinary. Well, cousin, this Saturday, August 6th, will be Wacky Day at Churchill Downs. And we'd like you to join us and share in the tradition of great thoroughbred racing. Whether you've been with Wacky for the past quarter century, or if you're a new listener, join us this Saturday, August 6th, Wacky Day at Churchill Downs.
From Stephen King, the master of horror, comes a best-selling novel about a killer car with a mind of its own. Christine, a 58 Plymouth with big fins, big headlights, and a demon engine.
There's nobody in that car!
It's coming right on us!
Christine, Stephen King's terrifying bestseller published by Viking at bookstores now. Soon to be a major motion picture. Read Christine. And the next time you cross the street, look both ways.
And I will, too. WAKY, Zach, you have the forecast from meteorologist Jerry Tracy for tonight. Clear to partly cloudy, low 71. And on Thursday, partly sunny, hot and humid, high 94. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low 71. And on Friday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, hot and humid. There's a slight chance of a thunderstorm, high 94 degrees. Mostly clear skies, 92 at WAKY.
Through the sunset in your eyes,
Wacky Radio, WAKY with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Marrakesh Express, 757. And the Tom Sawyer State Park will be offering a volleyball clinic coming up on Thursday, August 18th from 6:30 p.m. until 10 p.m. And the clinic is for anyone 18 years or older. The fee is $5 per person. For further information, you can call the park at 426-8950. A reminder from WAKY coming up next, ABC News.
Only station for music and fun. We're WAKY, Louisville. Zip 40202.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt. 3 congressional liberals say the Reagan administration is going too far in Central America. They're demanding unless Congress gives its okay, no American combat forces be sent to the region, including the troops due to take part in joint military exercises in Honduras. One sponsor of the bill is Senator Edward Kennedy.
Instead of a reckless show of force, it is time for a sensible show of peace. The president is playing with matches in Central America, and Congress must not permit him to light the spark that provokes the incident that starts the war.
Kennedy says if the proposed ban on combat troops in Central America doesn't get through this time, he and Colorado Senator Gary Hart and Massachusetts Congressman Edward Markey will be back again till they're successful. An ABC News Washington Post poll finds a majority of Americans opposed to U.S. involvement in Central America, but most also approve of the way President Reagan's been handling the economy. And his overall public approval rating stands at 52%, about where it's been since...